This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Nary a week has gone by this summer without news of some kind of computer hack. Everything from a celebrity social media account to the Democratic National Committee or even the National Security Agency. All of this is just the latest evolution of a field once known as cybernetics, a term coined in the middle of the last century to refer to machines, smart machines really, and how they fit into the systems of our lives. It's also the operative word and title of Thomas Ridd's new book. He's a professor at King's College London. The book is called Rise of the Machines, A Cybernetic History. Professor, welcome to the program.
Hello, pleasure.
I wanted to frame this book more in terms of the sort of the economic policy discussions and the political discussions that we are having today. And I want to start with a quote from this book. John Kennedy, at a press conference in 1962, he says, I regard it as the major domestic challenge, really, of the 1960s to maintain full employment at a time when automation, of course, is replacing workers. It is not new, this idea that the robots are going to steal our jobs, right?
This idea that robots could take over jobs and dignity at the workplace is an old idea. It dates back to the early 60s, late 1950s even, at least. And the fear that robots would take over came first as a hope, because first it was a good thing, automation, and then very quickly the pessimism and the fear.
But it's interesting because, you know, you say, just talking about us trying to figure out what the future was going to bring, you end the book by saying futurists don't always get the future wrong, but they almost always get the speed, the scale, and the shape of the change that is coming wrong.
We have this tendency to overestimate how quickly technical change will come. Now, the problem is that in the early 2000s, the change, think of smartphones and touch screens, came indeed very quickly. And so we are spoiled. We think it will just continue in that speed, technical change. But I think that is probably not the case. History tells us that probably we're looking at a period of slowing down of technological change at this point.
Why do you say that?
Well, because the debate right now has all the trappings of really overstating both hope and fear of cyber. You can say, okay, the West Coast in the United States, Silicon Valley, they tend to be too optimistic. And parts of the East Coast, and thinking of the intelligence community and the security establishment in D.C., they tend to be too pessimistic. It's freedom against war, cyber, hope against cyber war, if you like.
We're already there, though, this idea of cyber war. Since you mentioned the intelligence community on the East Coast, I mean, the last, you know, 3 weeks or a month with the hacks of the Democratic National Committee, and I mean, it is already happening, but only now coming to general public attention.
Indeed. So what I'm trying to do in the book is portray the first big cyber attack against the United States government, military, and indeed private sector. And it started exactly 20 years ago in 1996. And it turned out at the time already to be a Russian attack. Now, it is remarkable that the exact same adversary has simply evolved since then. The first cyber war, if you like, has never stopped. But the way we imagined it for those 2 decades was completely different from what actually happened. It wasn't planes falling from the sky or, you know, chemical factories exploding. It turned out to be spying, and now it turns out to be somebody trying to clandestinely influence a U.S. election by tricking journalists, by tricking politicians, by tricking normal people to believe things that the other side wants them to believe.
Thomas Ridd is a professor at King's College London. His book about the subject at hand is called Rise of the Machines. Professor, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thank you.